Hi guys, my name is Anna and I'm a first year PhD student based in the National Centre for Phage Research at the University of Leicester. Today I will be joined by Jacob to talk about the recent discussion which took place with the Science and Technology Committee of the UK Parliament regarding bacteriophages being used to treat bacterial infections. So let's welcome our guest first. Hello Jacob, and would you care to tell us a bit more about yourself? What is your background knowledge of microbiology? And have you heard about bacteriophages before today?
Hi, Anna, and thank you. First of all, no, I would say I don't really know about bacteriophages. I did GCSE biology, like probably the majority of people in the UK. So I'm familiar with maybe the definition of a bacteria or a virus, but no, I've not heard of bacteriophages before.
Would you then agree with me that your current knowledge is fairly representative of the general UK population understanding of what a bacteriophage is?
I would say so. I don't think it's really come up before.
Well, in that case, I think it will be important to first define what a bacteriophage is. And to do so, we will hear from our experts on these topics. And these are three professors which were called by the Parliament as witnesses in the discussion mentioned earlier.
Yeah, phages comes from the Greek to eat. So a bacteriophage is a bacteria eater.
Bacteriophages are viruses, good viruses that kill bacteria.
Part of the natural microbial world.
They're probably the most prevalent biological entity on Earth. They're found everywhere you find bacteria.
Bacteria have been in existence for nearly 4 billion years, and as they evolved, so the predators of them evolved with them. In a way, nature has done the work to find the things that kill bacteria that affect us.
This was Professor Martha Clucky and Professor Gianna Santini, who were joined by Professor Kath Rees to answer Parliament's question regarding bacteriophages, or phages, as we now know we can call them for short. So Jacob, after hearing this brief summary, do you have a better understanding of what a phage is?
Yeah, I think they provided a very clear definition of what a phage is, as a virus that kills bacteria and where it does come from. But I suppose my major concern is something I believe that would be a main question asked by the general population, and that's how do they differ from regular viruses? So all the bad ones that we hear about, such as COVID, the ones we know that negatively impact us, how do we know bacteriophages won't affect us?
Well, Jacob, that is indeed a great question and was asked by the members of the committee too in their discussion mentioned earlier. So I'm going to play you the answer that was provided by experts, and hopefully it will help resolve some of your concerns.
So animal viruses have evolved from phages, basically. There's a strong link.
In essence, they are the same. What we're talking about, a virus, is something that will infect something and take over. That's why we call it computer virus. You know, it gets in the computer and takes over.
The thing about the viruses, even with the virus that caused COVID, is that they're very specific.
Lock and key.
A lot of the animals and humans have been infected have got that key. And so each bacterial virus, each bacteriophage, will have a separate key that it recognises.
So the terminology is the same, but in the different cell types, we have different surfaces and we have different types of genes. So you have to have a virus that recognises the right type of cell surface and has the right genetics to work in that cell. Now, thankfully, bacterial cell surfaces and our cell surfaces are completely different. The molecules are not the same, the chemistry is not the same, the structure is not the same. The genetics of bacteria and humans, completely different. So even if we have those viruses in us, there is nothing for them to recognise. And even if they got into a human cell, there is nothing for them to do because they're not recognised as genetics.
There's bad viruses that make us sick and there's good viruses that kill the enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Having heard this, do you still feel the same?
No, that's well explained. The key and lock mechanism by which they recognise bacterial cells versus human cells, that definitely makes it easier to understand how it won't harm us. I think that I really appreciate the computer virus analogy. That definitely sort of puts things into lay terms.
Well, that's great to hear, Jacob. I guess my last question for you today is, if using phages to treat bacterial infections does get approved by the UK government, and of course correct regulations were set in place, would you feel confident receiving a phage? Would you even consider consuming meat or agricultural product that was treated with the phage to make it safe for human consumption?
I guess I would be confident as receiving an antibiotic. When I take an antibiotic, I'm trusting the science behind something that's regulated and approved. Although I don't fully understand how it works, I know that they are safe and I know that they do work for a specific task. And so, yes, I think I would be confident or at least willing to trust phages, although I probably have more questions in order to understand it further.
Well, thank you for providing us with your perspective on this today, Jacob. And if you are interested in learning more about the antimicrobial potentials of phages, as well as where the current research is and what is needed to be implemented, head over to the UK Parliament's website where you can watch the full discussion on this topic. That is all from us for today. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.